Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We have not talked about medical marijuana, maybe ever, on this podcast. You've chosen a poem published in the Canadian Family Physician 2018 that asks the question, what are the benefits and harms of cannabinoids? Obviously, this is an important area to many of us. Many of our patients are using cannabinoids for all kinds of things. Cannabinoids, or cannabis, also called marijuana or weed, is the most commonly used psychoactive substance worldwide. Its properties are primarily due to one cannabinoid, the delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, often called THC, and the THC concentration is commonly used as a measure of cannabis potency. There are other cannabinoids that are important that I hope we'll talk about in weeks to come, such as CBD, which is used for arthritis and musculoskeletal pain with some effect. The legal status of cannabinoid use is probably well known to listeners for their particular state, very well known as for its recreational purposes, and its use varies internationally as well as across the United States. Still, the potency of cannabis of all sorts has increased significantly around the world. In part, this is due to the way it's prepared, but it's also due to breeding and genetics that have created new powerful strains. Cannabis use disorder develops in approximately 10% of regular cannabis users. It can be associated with cognitive impairment, poor school or work performance, and perhaps psychiatric comorbidities such as mood disorders and psychosis. Unfortunately, because of federal laws here in the United States, we know an incredibly small amount about this drug. Your poem this week answers the question, what are the benefits and harms of cannabinoids? Mark?
Yeah, this was interesting. This is obviously a pretty controversial topic. The authors are from Canada, not Colorado, as you might have otherwise suspected. This is called an umbrella review, and this is a new kind of review. We have tons and tons, thousands of systematic reviews being written, not all of them good or high quality, but lots and lots of them are being churned out these days. And these authors did a systematic review of systematic reviews. So they identified 31 previously published systematic reviews of the benefits and harms of cannabinoids. Each of these systematic reviews had at least two randomized controlled trials. So yeah, it wouldn't be much of a systematic review if it had one trial in it. They looked at things like treatment of pain, nausea and vomiting, spasticity, and then they also looked at adverse events. The individual outcomes were addressed in between 2 and 28 studies and in 44 to 2,700 patients. So a lot of variability. Some things were well studied, some things not very well studied. Obviously, there's when you do looking at systematic review data, there can be big differences between populations, and particularly with cannabinoids, doses, how it's delivered, masking patients to treatment assignment. I think, you know, particularly inhaled cannabinoids, people are certainly going to know in most cases if they've got the real thing or not. Most of the meta-analyses found a modest benefit, about 0.4 to 0.8 points, which was judged moderate, compared with placebo. The small benefit is kind of borderline. I'm sorry, let me back up on that. 3, 2, 1. Most meta-analyses found a modest benefit, about 0.4 to 0.8 points on a 10-point scale. Normally, we'd want to see at least a 1-point improvement. The studies were moderately heterogeneous, so they're heterogeneous, and about half found some benefit and about half found no benefit. Benefit was generally greatest in studies of neuropathic pain, so that seems to be where cannabinoids are the most effective. Studies on the treatment of nausea and vomiting mainly included chemo patients and those in palliative care. And again, there was some overall average benefit, number needed to treat of around 5, but significant heterogeneity. There was some evidence of benefit for treatment of spasticity as measured both by the outcomes of responders versus non-responders, number needed to treat of 7 to 10, although the reductions in the 10-point spasticity score were fairly modest and perhaps not clinically significant. Adverse events like feeling high, disoriented, confusion were fairly common. Psychosis, though, which has been reported, was fairly rare. The umbrella review, so this is an umbrella review trying to pull together all of the data on use of cannabinoids for pain, nausea, spasticity, and it found some benefit for neuropathic pain, somewhat less benefit for spasticity, nausea, and vomiting, as well as some pretty substantial harms. As I said, it's limited by the heterogeneity of the data. You know, it suggests that there is some benefit, but I think a lot more study is needed, and it's kind of unclear, you know, how these fit into routine daily practice. I think it's something we consider, but I think we try to consider other interventions first for the neuropathic pain and for spasticity, and it's if those aren't working that we, you know, I think maybe should be considering cannabinoids as a treatment option.
Thanks, Mark. So the literature shows that there are some benefits for the treatment of a small amount of disorders, but again, I just want to remind listeners that just because there is only a small amount of research showing benefit, that only means there is a small amount of research. There's much, much to be learned about this drug that is used for all kinds of things. Clearly, some of them are quite effective. Others are not so, and we hope that federal policy can be changed to allow a more evidence-based approach to learning about the cannabinoids. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.